Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. The words of Dr. Norman Borlaug. Here in the United States, if we tried to produce the harvest of 1999 with the technology of 1940, we would have had to cultivate 470 million more acres of land. So you see, technology saved the forests, saved the wetlands, and fed the people. In this new century, technology will once again save the day with biotechnology. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. Yes, we have the terrorists on the defensive, the Taliban surrounded, anthrax on the decline, but how safe are we? Out here, the Congress, across the country, private companies and public institutions are looking for ways to improve security. On the food front, we are vulnerable. I don't even like to talk about it for fear of giving some nutcase an idea. I think the biggest risk is to the ag economy, much more so than to individuals. Look at Britain. The recent foot and mouth disease outbreak cost more than $13 billion in lost animal income and exports. Foot and mouth disease does not pose a health threat to people, but it can be disastrous to an agricultural industry. Another example that poses no human health threat is avian influenza. When I was Secretary of Agriculture, I ordered the destruction of millions of chickens, and that stamped out that disease. The industry cost was estimated at $500 million. I might add the introduction of mad cow disease is not out of the question. Japan has never had mad cow, and now they have two cases. Beef consumption has collapsed in Japan. A little appreciated fact is, though, that mad cow really isn't that great a risk to humans. About 100 people have died in the whole world. Well, we kill 40,000 per year in automobile accidents, and who's afraid to drive? I do have confidence that our agricultural inspectors, they have always done a good job of protecting us. They're doing a better job now with 40% more people. We need to be vigilant on our farms, ready to report any suspicious diseases. We've beefed up our security at our food processing plants. But no security system is perfect. Look at the bright side. There are a lot of ways to raise sensational havoc with our economy and our people. We live with risk every day, every minute. We've experienced horrendous attacks, the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and still we stand tall and confident. We are up to the challenge. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.